Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to spill the tea to Javier on what happened this summer? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, I am so happy to be here. I love a sophomoric season of a show. Usually it has so much juice. The orange is juicy, and we are going to get all the juice from the orange. Are you orange juice person? You like orange juice? What?
No, I ever since I was a kid, I'm not a huge orange juice fan, which is weird because I love orange flavored almost anything.
Yeah.
It's mostly like a pulp thing for me.
Oh,
I'm just not a juice person in general.
Yeah, you're not very juicy.
Not juicy, no.
I love a pulp, which is a hot take.
That is a hot take. No, I'm not. Yeah. And I won't say like, okay, if someone was like, we're going to have mimosas, I'm going to use the orange juice with some pulp, is that okay? I'm like, sure. Yeah, of course. Like, I just don't like the extra pulp. But like, literally the only time I can think of in the past maybe 5 years I've had orange juice is in a mimosa. Or like, as a part of a mixed drink.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what kind of calorie deficit in your day that you have to have orange juice on the reg just as like a sipping beverage. Like, I feel like if I could, without my blood sugar levels spiking,
that's
up
what I was gonna
to
say,
the
it's
wazoo,
the sugar.
Yeah, I would be sipping up the orange juice all damn day. I love orange juice. I do love a juice. I love to chew my juice. So, because of the pulp.
The idea of that is like so disturbing to me. The idea that you're chewing juice, I don't know. It really gross. It sent me to the icky place, you know?
Yeah. That's why I love to do like a green smoothie, which is essentially juice, but you put in spinach and then it's healthy. Yeah.
Super healthy.
It's an incredible thing. I just love the juice. The juice of this episode was so much fun. But Jessica, we are not going to talk about any of the gossip, any of the hot stuff until what, like 15 minutes into this episode?
Oh, yeah. It takes forever. Like Felicity, they really were like, and I mean, let's be real. We're going to be kind because we understand that original OG Felicity fans had to wait months to find out the path Felicity chose. We simply had to wait like 2 weeks. And so that was enough for me, though, to be very frustrated with Felicity when I'm like, girl, spit it out. what the fuck is going on? Who did you go with? Even though we were like, she probably went with Ben. We still didn't know for sure. But this episode was like everything. Okay. It was everything. We've talked about this before. I said it a million times for Dawson's Creek and Boy Meets World. I love a season premiere. I love a season premiere. I might like a season premiere more than I like a finale. I don't know. It's like the excitement of like, we're back. We have new haircuts. It's like new school.
Yes. Like we went to Staples. We got our school supplies. Yes. We have our new haircut. We have our new first day outfit. And we're ready for the first day of school. That's exactly, if I can bottle up that feeling, the formula would be very similar to a season premiere of an episode of television.
I totally agree with you. And so like this, I was really, really excited to watch this episode. And straight out the gate, we get like a Felicity voiceover talking about like basically picking up where we left off. She's in the cab and suddenly we're in Dean and DeLuca. And who is she spilling the tea to? Yeah. Javier. And let me tell you, I gasped. You were surprised? Well, no, I'm not. I wasn't surprised because I do feel like it might have been DBK or someone else who like vaguely mentioned that we might see Javier again. But like, I didn't know in what capacity we'd see him. You know what I mean? So I was just, and I didn't know when. So I was really excited to see that the season 2 premiere, he's back in town. And this is, okay, Sarah, this is not a spicy take, I don't think. But can we please, instead of having Felicity record voiceovers on a little tape recorder to Sally all day, every day, please, can we just have her be telling everything to Javier? Because that would be reactions, so funny. That's what I'm saying. His reactions are everything. Like, all I need is for her to be talking to Javier 90% of the time. And I'm so happy.
That would be really, really funny if we just transitioned to that. Javier's reactions are great. I'm really happy to see Javier back. Obviously, I spoiled myself on purpose to know if Javier was coming back because I loved him so much. And I just like didn't want to be, I didn't want to be in the dark about whether he was coming back or not. And I don't know, like I'm fine. And I thought that I did a fairly good job on not sharing that information with you.
No, you didn't. And
It's great to see him back. He got his visa, which I mean, like, I'm not going to question too much like the logistics of all of this.
Who cares, right? Like, he's back. That's all we care about. Yeah. And he's better than ever. Like, I love that he a customer is trying to talk to him and he's like, I don't have time for you. Like, he's like, I'm busy. And he really is like begging Felicity for information on what happened. But Felicity, my God, you're giving Javier gossip blue balls. Okay. Like, this is a travesty. It is a sin. It is a crime against humanity to start a very gossip heavy story with like a very juicy bits and then leave partway through.
Yeah. But you know, something that I just noticed that I didn't mention in my first watch, Felicity's wearing Ben's necklace.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even notice that. We should have noticed that.
Yeah. So like if you were looking, then I think that you would have your answer, but also I think you have to be like a fiend Felicity fan to pick apart this stuff. And I think that like if you are a big fan that like knows what that is, like knows the necklace, then you would know right away that she picked Ben. And then you wouldn't be waiting 15 minutes like you and me and all the other dummies to see who she picked. But she's wearing Ben's necklace, so she picked Ben, but we don't really know it. She doesn't say it until later. I think it's a really funny move that the show did, because obviously everybody who's coming back this episode wants to know who Felicity picked. And I love that the show is like, nah, like you're gonna wait.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny. And I didn't see, I didn't watch Lost, but I can see that like part of the mystery of Lost is like getting teased a little bit, like thinking going to get information, you not get information. And I can see like the air of J.J. Abrams coming through.
Certainly. Yeah. Like Lost, there was a big moment of like what's down the hatch, and everyone thought we were getting it in the finale. And then nope, they made us wait an entire like until the next season, which obviously, like I said, months. So
I mean, he knows how to make compelling television that makes you want to keep wanting to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And so Felicity gets a thing on her beeper. She has to, which I don't think she had a beeper last season.
Well,
so
now she's an RA. She needs to have a beeper.
She's fancy. And so she's like, oh, it's Megan. I have to go. It's time for our RA meeting, which I was like, okay, great. So we confirmed Felicity and Megan are both RAs.
Yes.
And we get this voiceover from Felicity because she's, again, recording a thing to Sally, which who cares, all about how she's an RA now. And so she's so excited because that means she's going to get a single room. And Sarah, you nailed it. I feel like I remember being on board with your prediction, but it certainly came from you where you said, no, there's no way these two aren't roommates. Something is going to happen. There's going to be some mishap. They're going to end up rooming together.
Yep.
And bada bing, bada boom. That's exactly what happens. We get this actor who was on Celebrity Big Brother, Melissa What's-Her-Face, right? Oh, you didn't recognize her. She was in one of the Hairspray.
Yeah. She's the Hairspray girl. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I've come to realize I think I have actor face blindness because we were watching Shameless for Roman Podcast, and guess who came on the screen? You're not gonna guess. I'm just gonna tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
Richard.
Oh, from
Felicity.
Oh my gosh. And you didn't recognize
him. And I didn't recognize him. And
yeah.
And this has happened many a times. And I think that like I you know what I think it is? I think I see a character, not an actor.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. Sure. That's what it is. My God.
Yeah.
Marissa Jarrett Winoker. That is this actor's name. I had to look it up.
So what is she doing here?
She works, I guess, for the college or something, because she says, like, basically Felicity runs into her and she's like, oh my gosh, my flight was delayed, so I need the Cliff Notes version. It's like, girl, you lying. You went to Dina DeLuca to spill the tea to Javier. Don't lie.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, but it turns out that apparently another hall has like some kind of asbestos issue, and so they have to basically double up all of the rooms. So every double is now a triple, and singles are now doubles, and this is a disaster. And Sarah, this isn't like unheard of. Like obviously, an entire hall having asbestos is, you know, bad. But I did not, we've talked about this before. I did not dorm in college. I didn't go away to college. However, my brother did. And I remember this being an issue for him. He went to Oswego and he was supposed to have a double and ended up in a triple. And
no.
Yeah. And I guess like on the bright side, you do pay less like when when you have a triple than you do a double. But like, you have a fucking triple. You're three people. And those dorms are tiny. Like, you have no space.
Three men in a room should be illegal. That room probably stank.
Yeah. Yes.
Gross. Yes.
And my brother, not a cleanly person. So, yeah.
Ew.
I mean, like, he was a college-aged guy.
No. Oh, Melissa Jarrett Winoker gets like her name up there. So, you know, she'll probably be in there. Okay. So this never happened to me. I remember that there were definitely options to go into a triple, and I was like, no, never. Yeah. And I remember one of the years I was dorming, it had three beds. Like it had, so like it had like the possibility. But it didn't happen. But I barely wanted to be in a double. Like what we wound up doing was there was like two tall wardrobe cabinets, and we put them like back to back, one facing, and we put it in the middle of the room to make like a divider. Separator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that like, and I did this like even with like my roommates that I was close with, because I mean, like, it's nice to have your own space.
And it's a nice way to evenly divide it without having to like have awkward conversations of like, oh, this is mine, this is
and
yours.
And I was so lucky because I'm a girly that loves to be near a window. I love opening up the window, feeling a breeze. Like, mm-hmm. it's so nice. And then all my roommates were like, I'm a cold bitch. Like, I don't want to be near the window. I want to be on the other side. I want to be closer to the door so that I can go into the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. So I definitely got lucky. And then I think I've told this story, but senior year, I was the biggest asshole as a roommate. Like, I was a terror. And I don't think that, like, this applies in this situation. We could probably tell a story in a different situation. But if anybody want to hear the stories of when I was the worst roommate that ever lived, just let me know. I'll tell you my stories.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to get into it at some point in the season. Someone's going to be a bad roommate and it's going to come up. So
I was awful. and I apologize to those people. But
So now we're – Felicity and Megan are rooming together again because, again, lack of dorm rooms is an issue. And I love that, like, the realization, and I love Megan saying that, like, because Felicity says we're roommates again, and Megan says, yes, except I said it angrier, louder, and in between we were in roommates, I added a word. I just love this.
Yeah, I know that Megan wanted her own space. I know that she was hoping and praying for a single so that she can do her witchy incantations. And the interesting thing is that, like, I mean, on paper, they probably, the person that was putting these names together was like, oh, like, Felicity and Megan, they lived together last year. We'll just put them together again. But, like, shouldn't there be a level of, are you okay with this placement?
Well, I think it's probably honestly as simple as they're both the RAs, so we should room them together.
I know, but like there's other RAs. Like,
oh, I totally agree with you. But yeah, it's – and obviously neither one of them seem very happy about this. And, I mean, they couldn't be more opposite also in terms of, like, RA style.
Yeah.
Like, Felicity is very by the book and she wants to help people and she wants to be a really good RA. And Megan, in my opinion, seems like she's only in it for like the single room that she was promised.
The
even single though
room, the free food, the free lodging.
Yeah,
absolutely. And she's just like, I mean, like Megan's like, whatever the fuck that you want to do, you do. Which honestly, as a teenager, I would so appreciate that approach. And like, I feel as though, like, if I was a student and I had these two co-RAs and one is Megan, even though she's a witch and a little scary, and the other one's like Felicity, who's all like buttoned up and has her like
grandpa sweaters
clipboard
on,
and I would just be like, I'm not, like, I don't want to go to Felicity, I want to go to Megan.
I agree with you. However, I do think there's a limit. And I feel like, because later in the episode, there's a whole conversation that happens where it turns out Megan said that, like, somebody could have a pet. And I don't remember what the pet is, but someone was allowed to have a pet. And, like, I think if you have a RA that is too lenient, you could end up with, like, ragers being thrown at 3 a.m. and, like, foul smells coming from certain rooms. Like, I just think there's people are going to use and abuse that power, and that would not be great. So I feel like you kind of want someone who's in between Megan and Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very least, Felicity is having a horrendous time because in their RA meeting that they're doing, right, where they're like answering questions, blah, 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 this girl asks about filling prescriptions. Megan asks something you definitely should not ask, which is like, oh, what are you on? Like, what are you taking?
Megan, that would not pass.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not in this day and age.
Yeah. And when the subject of birth control gets brought up, she lets it slip that Felicity has only had sex once. And it's just like, Megan, why?
Who have you slept with? We're going to find out that Megan's like a virgin.
She could be a secret virgin.
Yeah.
She could be.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that Megan was asking the question of what you're on because she wanted to, if she was on Adderall, she would probably be like,
yeah,
let me get some of that.
Yeah. Adderall. Can I buy some of that, please? Thank
you. I would like some of that, which, you know, do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I borrowed, my friends Adderall once or twice at school.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Oh, I was able to finally concentrate.
There you go.
Yeah.
We meet a new character. I have a feeling we're going to see more of him. Like, I don't know if he's going to be like the Richard or something, like Felicity's version of Richard, but his name is Berkey. And he wants to, like, I don't know. I just feel like he's trying to hit on them. Like, he wants to introduce himself, and he's just like, oh, like, are advisees allowed to, like, get involved with their advisors? And yeah, it just feels like he wants to get in with these ladies. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's probably a secret virgin too. He probably wants to get in with anybody.
Fair. Yeah, could be.
He's kind of cute.
I guess, I don't know. He's not bad looking. I guess I was just immediately turned off by his approach. So that didn't
in this case. Yeah. He's like a frat bro, he seems. Very exactly. Frat bro-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see Julie. So,
Wait, should we stop down? Because we didn't talk about Felicity's hair. Because it has changed. Well, it looks lighter to me. Like, it looks like she may have some, like, blonde mixed in or something. But it's largely the same. No, it's the same length and everything.
I don't know. Maybe that's just, like, they probably gave her a couple blonde highlights so that, because she was sun-kissed in the summer type of thing. Not like Julie, who's, I don't know, like, she just got a haircut, right?
It's shorter. It's, okay.
I don't like it.
It gives me less voluminous. Yes. Oh my God, I could not think of the word.
Yes.
A less voluminous version of the Rachel from Friends.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that Julie needs a little bit more hair because she does have, as a girly who also has thin hair, like, we can't be taken out volume here.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, not what we need to do. We can't do layers because we barely have hair to begin with.
Well, you know? I like the way she has it pulled back. Like, I think it's very cute in the way she has it pulled back, but I'm nervous that this specific sort of hairstyle on Julie isn't always going to be super flattering. Yeah. But yeah, like, it's definitely shorter.
Styled a certain way.
Exactly.
She gets out of the cab, she has her guitar, she has her bags, and whose arms does she go into?
Sean! I'm so pumped about this because it's like we spoke back in time and manifested this, right? Like, you know, first of all, if he's the first person she's seeing, we're automatically excited because we're like, yes, vibes, everything is great.
Yeah.
And immediately we get another Sean invention. Not like an invention, but like a Sean get rich scheme sort of thing.
Yes, yeah. This is a good one. Like, I think that this is like the equivalent to like those hangover kits.
Yes.
That people sell where it's just like, what do you need to go back to the school? You need
The freshman packet is what he calls it.
You need a condom. You need Advil. You need a pencil. You need a highlighter. Maybe a glue stick. I don't know. What else is in the welcome back to school kit?
Aspirin, MAPS, pepper spray condoms. Not pepper spray condoms, but pepper spray, condoms.
Thank goodness.
Energy bars, no dose, and he's selling it for
what's a no dose?
I don't know. Is it some kind of like stop you from falling asleep thing?
He's selling it for $15.
Oh my God, they're caffeine pills. Sorry.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
How much is this? $15?
$15.
I would say in today's day and age, that would be a deal. Maybe it's too expensive back there.
I think I agree with Julie. I think you're looking more towards, meeting in the middle. Like, I feel like 10 bucks is probably, $10. Julie pitches $5. I feel like 10 is probably adequate. But the thing is, Sarah, I feel like this, it's very smart, first of all, especially if it's me and I'm a college student and I'm terrified of any sort of like public transit. I don't have much experience with it. Subways freak me out because I always feel like I'm going to get lost and there's so many lines and it's very confusing. I feel like that is like the key ingredient in this little packet.
Pepper spray?
No. Maps. Yeah. Like directions in terms of like how to get on the subway, how to like go get your little Metro card thingy. I mean, you have to think about it. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have any of those things back then.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really valuable resources to have. I
All
love this idea from Sean.
Yeah. This is a 10 out of 10 for me. I think that this is on the same level as disposable camera. Vending machines at hospitals. I think that at the right floors of hospitals, I think that this is like very genius. I think that I, in my opinion, think that $15 was not an outrageous thing to.
But that's by today's standards, right?
Right. Like, I think that he could probably sell this today for $20.
Let's see. So $15 in 1999, which I don't know if that's the year in that we're in, but we're in somewhere around there. It would be $28 nowadays, which is a, actually, too expensive.
That's a little pricey. Yeah.
I think, okay. I think $10 is probably more like, what, cause that would be
20.
Oh wait, $10, by today's is 18. So yeah, I think that's what you're
looking
at.
$5?
$5, $9.37.
No, that was priced too low.
Yeah, I think you need to meet in the middle.
I think $10 is the way to go.
They catch up, and so Julie says she hasn't spoken to Ben since May, but Sean says, oh, he's supposed to be, like, coming back today. Julie says, I'm excited for this year. Like, it's last year was, like, pretty dark, but I'm excited for this year. I'm going to have a single room.
She's so hopeful.
I feel so bad.
Julie, this is a classic Pisces trope. You are hopeful, you have a great attitude, and everything goes wrong. And she is placed in a room with the twins from The Shining.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
Are they actually twins, or are they just two girls?
No, they're twins for sure. Twins? Yeah. Yeah. So she leaves Sean, and he does invite her over. He's like, listen, I know it may be awkward with, like, Ben. And she's like, no, that was so long ago. Of course I'll come by. And we meet her roommates, Penny and Stacy. They're cheerleaders. They're twins. They're my nightmare.
I think that they would be fun just not to live with.
I mean, occasionally hanging out with them, maybe. But, like, here's the thing. You're always going to be the third. Yes. So if you're ever having to vote on anything for your room, you're going to be outvoted. Yeah. They're always going to be inseparable. You're always going to feel like a third wheel. And that's without even starting to talk about the fact that they're so peppy. And they're like, they're the stereotype of a cheerleader where they just, like, speak in cheers. Like, it's so infuriating.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild. And I mean, like, going from thinking you're going to have a single to being in a triple, that on its own is ridiculous.
Yes.
But being placed with these two, it just seems like a crime. And the fact that it's a surprise, like, nobody is notified prior. This school did a terrible job.
Horrendous.
Yeah. And I understand asbestos. Like, asbestos is no joke.
No. Yeah.
I think a couple of years ago when I was working in New York, a pipe exploded. And basically the parameter of, like, three or four blocks had to be quarantined off, which included my office, which was amazing. But asbestos just, like, was everywhere, and they had to, like, clean off the asbestos. It was wild.
Yeah.
But asbestos is no joke. It's no joke. So Felicity is in the office trying to get a room switch to get away from Megan. And basically the person is like, look, like, we are in a housing crisis here. There's nothing we can really do. You can ask for it, but since you're an RA, it's probably not going to happen. And at the same time, Julie comes in asking for a room switch as well, which I don't think is an RA. So maybe she had more of an opportunity to, or potential to get it, but she heard what, like, they were telling Felicity and felt a little discouraged. And I'm sure she wanted to get out of that room as soon as possible. So we know right away, Julie and Felicity are in a really, really weird spot.
Yeah. Because they, like, basically Felicity says, like, I was becoming friends with people a year ago, and now I'm becoming enemies. And there's like no word spoken between her and Julie. It's, like, very awkward. Julie just leaves. And then we get Felicity filling out this form in the hall, and then we see Noel and Ben, and we're like, which one was it? Which one did she choose? Yeah. Noel walks right on by her, like, without saying a single word.
Yeah.
And Ben comes over, and she stands up, and then they kiss, and they're like, oh, it's so good to see you. And we're like, yay.
Yeah. Scott Foley looks more or less the same, right? He's looking good.
Maybe a little shorter hair, but yeah, he looks pretty much the same, I would say.
Yeah, and then Ben's just Benning. He just looks good.
Ben's just vibing like he always does. No, Ben's hair like is very similar to how it was in the finale of last season, which is why it bothered me because I'm not saying I don't like the hair. It bothered me that he couldn't just wait until the premiere because we get excited about hairstyles in the premiere.
Boys get their hair cut like every 3 weeks, basically.
3 weeks? That's so quick. That's so often.
I don't know if that's true.
Just making shit up.
Yeah. How often does Will get his hair cut?
I will say he's someone who like isn't on a routine of it. You know what I mean? Like he lets it go a little bit too long and then he'll go get it cut. I mean, I would say once every like 3 months, I think, for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it seems about right to me.
Yeah. Maybe that's true. I think I had like a different interpretation of how often men got their hair cut.
It's certainly more often than I get my hair cut, but I think I've worked out the math once upon a time and we spend about the same amount on our hair annually because I only get my hair cut like once, maybe twice a year.
Yes, me too. In my relationship, we spend the same exact amount of money on our hair.
So false. I don't get any color. So that really, really
our friend Lindy, who's been on the podcast, she fucked me up so bad because she was telling Adam that she spends $30 on her hair at a time. $30. And I was like, Lindy, don't go be telling that around to my boyfriend, please. Because
is she just getting a trim every time? Must be.
I don't know what Lindy's doing.
Well, okay, to be fair,
$30 worth. I spent $300 and she fucked over.
Okay, all right. We need to find a happy medium because while I would say $30 feels very low to me, and credit to Lindy, we love Lindy. Shout out to Lindy. She has very straight hair, and so I imagine like she's probably just getting a trim, whereas 300 makes me want to vomit. But also I go to a curly hair salon, like specifically meant for curly hair. So I'm paying a little bit more than like your average cut would cost. Yeah, but
$80?
With tip, it's probably more. Like I would say probably you're closer to 100, but I'm only going every 6 months seems too much. I think I go every 8 to 10 months is probably more like it.
$100 is very reasonable, but
it is very reasonable. Hey, Sarah, I know you've been really into reading lately and you've gotten me into it as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? Book of the Month made it really easy because Book of the Month offers just a few new selections every month, saving readers the hassle of figuring out what to read. One of the biggest deterrents for me is that like when I go to the library, there's like thousands and thousands of books and I'm like, I don't even know what to pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. They focus on new and emerging authors, which means these are books that we probably wouldn't have found out about otherwise, which is super nice.
Yeah. And we also, I love having a really aesthetic bookshelf and the books that we got, it was like beautiful, high quality hardcover books plus free shipping, which came really quickly.
Love free shipping. You and I both chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which is a thriller about a missing girl. And I really couldn't put it down. I think I read it in about a 48-hour time period. It had twists, it had turns, kept me guessing the entire way through up until the very last page.
So tell me what you liked about the book then.
It was really good. And I'm excited to dive into the other book that I have. But the great thing is, Sarah, is that listeners can sign up for Book of the Month to discover new emerging authors by going to bookofthemonth.com and using code PETALS for just $5.
Wow. What a deal. Check out Book of the Month Club for all of your reading needs.
Yeah, seriously. Every month you could get a new group of books that you just, you know, fall in love with. So go to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS for just $5 and enjoy reading.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
to the point of their hair looks essentially the same as it did at the end of last season, but Ben and Felicity are kissing. And then all of a sudden we're like, flashback to Felicity in the cab again. And she says she's going to the airport. And then again, Javier, because he's an icon, is like, wait a minute. You said you went with Ben. And she's like, yeah, but I was just sitting there and it felt safe. It felt safe to go to the airport.
Yeah. And but let's not be safe. Let's be dirty whores and blow up our lives. Let's go to New York.
You know, Joey Potter could fucking never.
And Joey Potter. Well, Joey Potter.
She didn't go to Paris.
She didn't go to Paris.
Yeah, she didn't go to fucking Paris.
Felicity didn't go to Berlin.
Yes, but that was because the bigger risk was to go with Ben across the country.
Felicity doesn't want to go to Berlin. She doesn't have aspirations to go to Berlin. Like Joey Potter had aspirations of going to Paris. Yeah.
What do we think of Javier's argument of how could you not go with Noel? He's so cute with the pinky ring. Have you ever seen his smile? It's so electric.
Yes, except minus the pinky ring. I think that pinky rings remind me of like mob bosses, and I don't like pinky rings. I don't think that this is a fashion trend. Yeah, this is not a fashion trend that has like gone through the decades.
It's very Tony Soprano in a way that I don't like.
Yeah, it's very like I'm going to leave the head of your great aunt in a box on your bed.
I feel like they twist it menacingly when they're like about to punch somebody, you know?
Yes.
And it's not great. So no on a pinky ring. But I love Javier saying like, oh, but look at Ben with his new haircut. You have an incredible buffet of men, which buffet of men, like Javier, you have he's such a wordsmith. I love him so much.
A buffet of men. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love it. I love it. She does have a buffet of men. Felicity can get any dick in the city.
Any dick?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. At this point in time, sure.
Sure.
So she has that other kid that she can get.
Erky.
I'm sure she can call up Eli.
Yeah.
She already got proposed to by Javier.
This is fair. She does have a lot of options.
Yeah.
And Felicity says like, oh, the best thing was like getting to know Ben. And Javier very immediately is like, sex? Like, did you – asking the questions we all need the answers to.
Yeah. Thank you, Javier. Once again, very, very intentional by the writers to be asking the questions that everybody is wanting to know.
Yeah.
But this stupid virgin idiot –
well, she's not a virgin anymore, technically. But she might be re-virginized at this point.
She sucks because it's like she just kissed him all summer.
This is interesting to me. Like, how do I say this? I could see this being more common, or I don't really know the word I'm looking for, but if Felicity was younger, but like, in my opinion, once you lose your virginity, it's surprising to me that you're not sleeping with someone when you're spending that much time with them. Like, if you had never had sex before and you were a virgin, I understand it. But like, because she's had sex before and so has he, it is a little surprising that they didn't sleep together when they're spending 2 weeks or something driving across country, like sleeping presumably in the same bed, spending so much time together. It's just pretty astonishing that they didn't have sex.
Okay. Did she specifically say just kissing?
No, she just said no to sex. They did everything but. Maybe she doesn't count butt stuff.
She doesn't count butt stuff. No.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's probably more likely. Like, I think that if they're doing – oh, my God. Felicity would be so bad at blowjobs. Oh, my gosh.
She's not a blowjob girly.
No, only on birthdays. She's like
she is a birthday blowjob girl.
Yeah. And her like equivalent of a hand job is like flicking it.
Not all of us are Samantha from Sex and the City. You know what I mean? Not all of us want dicks in our mouths all the time, you know? So like, I get it. Maybe she has a gag reflex. We don't know.
Maybe she's a little pathetic, yeah.
So Ben comes over during this conversation, and I love Javier get this, like, shit-eating grin while looking at Ben. And he's like, oh, are you telling him the story? And this this to me screams couple, Sarah. Like the when you say to your partner, are you telling someone the story?
Oh my gosh. It's very couple-y. Oh my God. This totally reminds me. Oh gosh. I kind of wish that you got the bit. But like when Adam and I got together, we spent the entire car ride driving to Chicago calling all of our friends and telling the story.
Exactly. The story.
Do you wish that you had the bit where like we had called you up and we were like – No, why?
No, I'm very because I don't know that I would have appreciated the bit the way other people appreciated the bit.
Yeah,
I think I would have frustrated very quickly with the bit.
Yeah, I mean, you always do.
Exactly.
You hate you for two people that are the most bittiest bit people. Adam and I to get together. That is like your horror story.
Kind of. Yeah. Like I like a bit to a point, but you like a bit like. You can't even see the point at the point you are, you know? Like, you're so far from the point.
We just like annoying people, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
if we can piss somebody off, then we've done our job.
Best day ever.
It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I love Javier saying, oh, I wish I'd been there. And Ben, again, dry-ass humor Ben is so funny when he's like, yeah, that would have been interesting. It would have been a whole different trip.
Indeed, it would have. He's great. It's great to have him back. He definitely adds a level of comedy that we've been certainly lacking. Ben had to do all the grunt work with any sort of comedy.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Oh, we forgot to mention, by the way, that Megan and Sean made the opening credits.
Oh, yes. So that prediction was correct as well. Yeah. We assumed it was going to be those two. And I mean, like, yeah, it makes sense. But I mean, we haven't seen Richard. So does that mean Richard is never going to be heard from again?
Maybe we've seen no Richard, no Lynn,
no guy.
Yeah.
So one of them might be coming back then. So we also get a much needed update in terms of where Felicity stands with Julie and Noel. And it turns out she tried to call both of them this summer. Neither one returned their phone calls. And when she called Noel in Berlin, a girl answered.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Good for him. He's hooking up.
Yeah, exactly. And I love Javier being like, oh, good for him. You broke his heart. He needed to fuck someone else.
Yeah. Javier's one of us.
Yes, exactly.
He's one of us.
This is why we love him.
Yeah, we get a update from Sean. Updating the price to $5 really was successful. I think he said that he sold 38 units, maybe 28, something with an 8.
30. He said he sold 30. Almost 30.
Okay, so maybe in my brain I was like, that's 28. Yes. But he's very joyful and Julie is very happy for him. And I think that she complains a little bit about the Shining Twins.
Yeah. And he says, oh, hey, like, you can stay at the loft for a while. And Julie's like, absolutely not. No, I can't. And he's like, listen, if it's because of Ben, it was a long time ago. Like, well, stay as long as you want.
It was 2 months ago.
It really wasn't that long ago, Sean.
Sean is minimizing.
Yeah, Sean is minimizing this whole breakup. And, like, I also think Julie has done a decent job of masking like the bitterness that she still kind of has in her heart, right? Like she's saying outwardly to Sean, it's not a big deal. I'm over it. New lease on life. Like I'm excited to start this year. But like we see how she is with Ben and Felicity later. Like this is untrue, Julie. Like you're a little bit of a petty queen and we love you for it.
Yeah. She's a genius. Yeah.
Yeah. he does offer his place. She says no for now, but eventually that's going to change because she can't get over the Herky twins. The Herky twins are herkying a little too much.
Seems like her problem, not mine.
I mean, yeah.
I think I would be, I don't know. No, I don't think I would. I don't know.
Felicity's recording another little message to Sally when Ben comes in and Ben's like, oh, you're still sending those to Sally. And he asks like, oh, what did you say? Sarah, how do you feel about this? Do you think this is like an invasion of privacy for Ben to be asking this?
No, I think that especially if
you should have known this.
I think that if he knows that she was talking about him, of course he's going to ask and be like, what were you saying? Like, I want to know. I totally think that Ben is just in this. I feel like you feel the opposite.
Okay. So it gives me a little bit of a, it reminds me of like in this day and age, if you were like texting someone or like talking to someone on your phone and your partner came over and was like, who are you talking to? What do you say? Like, it just feels a little invasion of privacy, if that makes sense.
Right. Like, but it's your partner. So like, how much privacy do you need?
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you're just like, you're talking. Maybe it's not.
You're saying about, that like, if Will is like sending paragraphs upon paragraphs to somebody and you saw it, you wouldn't be like, what's going on?
I wouldn't. No.
Well, it's because you don't care about. You care. You don't care. I'm not going to say what everyone was going to say, but you just don't care.
It's more about like, I just assume that because the thing is like people have friendships and stuff. And like, I'm not like, if it was something important, of course, I'd let him know or he'd let me know. But if it's just like a casual conversation, it's like he doesn't need to be read into every casual conversation I have with a friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's it gives me a little bit of hesitation when Ben does that. But Felicity says, oh, I was just wondering if like Julie and Noel will ever forgive us. And so they kind of talk about like, was this a mistake? What did we do? But it turns out, Sarah, that it's not like they spent the whole summer together, which is interesting. He went to Mexico.
I didn't realize that that was the case. I really did think that they spent, I thought the plan was like, we'll drive together these 2 weeks to home and then we'll spend the summer at home together. But I guess who did he go to Mexico with? His family?
He doesn't say. And that's what I was wondering. Like, what the fuck was he doing in Mexico?
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing in Mexico. I want to go to Mexico. I want to spend my summer in Mexico. Why can't I spend my summer in Mexico?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, they start making out. Mexico. I've been to Mexico once. It was fine. I don't know. I'm not big on Mexico.
You're not big on
not big on Mexico. I don't know. It's just the heat. I don't like the heat. So Sean and Ben are having a conversation, and Sean mentions like, oh, Julie might like move in. And Ben's like, I don't care. I don't care at all. But it might be awkward because I think Felicity and I are gonna start dating.
It's all very awkward. It's all very, very, very awkward. This is very bad. I do think that, like, I think it was, like, kind of wrong on Sean to be like, yeah, like, let's invite Julie in here.
You need to talk to Ben about it first.
I think that this was, like, very self-interested for Sean. Like, he wants Julie there all the time because he likes Julie, in my professional opinion.
Yes.
My professional, not so professional opinion. He wants Julie there. So, but I think that it's in everybody's bad interest besides his own. I think it's in everybody's bad interest.
What are you talking about?
I think it's not in anybody's interest besides his own.
Yes, besides Sean's. Yeah, yes. I agree with that. And I definitely think this is something you have to clear with Ben first. But what do you think of Sean's take on Felicity? That she is not a girl that you date. She is a girl that you marry.
I don't understand what this means. Don't you date to marry? Well, not everybody does. I don't mean that. Like, to me, like, I date to marry. Like, that's my intentions. I understand that that's not everybody else's intentions. But, like, in order to marry – okay, hold on. You don't casually date Felicity.
That's what he's saying.
She is interested in marriage.
Exactly. Because Sean knows Felicity's history, right? He knows she's the kind of girl that will literally move to a brand new city to follow a guy there. Like, she is a serious dater. And if Ben is not also a serious dater.
Which we know he's not because he literally broke up with Julie because it was getting too serious.
Exactly. And so Sean. Okay,
then I agree with this.
While I understand where Sean is coming from and like why he's saying what he's saying, it feels a little sabotage-y to me because what he's saying is going to obviously get into Ben's head. I feel like a good friend would just let Ben like test the waters and see what happens and like not put this in his head, you know?
Yeah. I mean, totally. Absolutely. But I mean, he's right, to be honest, because I think like what Sean is saying is that like, you really don't want anything serious. Felicity is the type of girl that wants a serious relationship. You just broke off with Julie because you didn't want to be in a serious relationship. Like, I think that the sentiment is correct. How he worded it is wrong.
I agree. And it's like,
but yes, Ben is like, let him figure it out on his own. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then we go back to Felicity, who she's like leaving her little message to Sally. And then we get an update on Elena. And this was like one of the biggest shocks for me in this premiere was mm-hmm. Noel had contacted Elena because he's like, oh, I need a roommate, blah, blah, blah. And Elena and Noel are now living in an apartment as roommates together.
This was a little like wacky. This was a little wackadoo. It's like,
it felt a little forced, right?
Yeah. Because these two, I mean, like, I guess they had interacted a lot in the first season.
Elena called Noel male scum.
I felt like this was strange. Like, Elena wanted to live off campus. Noel already was living off campus. He needed a roommate. She needed a place to go. So he was like, why don't you just move in with me? I suppose on paper it makes sense, but like, I wouldn't have predicted that these two would be living together.
No, me neither. And Felicity is being a really good friend and helping Elena move a table into her and Noel's new apartment. Yeah,
Felicity's really a good friend in general, because not only because she's helping with a move, but she really does not give Elena an issue about moving in with her ex.
No.
In fact, Elena, who's the queen of the girls, went to Felicity first and was like, will this bother you? Like, genuinely tell me. Felicity was like, no, you gotta live somewhere. And that they were cool.
Yeah. And we have to talk about Elena's new hair for the season. It's very long and it's in braids and I fucking love it. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. I love her new hair.
Elena is absolutely gorgeous.
She looks a lot less middle-aged mom this season so far.
Yeah, she looks, I think that she got her notes and she's dressing like a teenager.
Yeah, no more business casual for Elena.
No.
And so, yeah, they're having a little chat in the apartment and she's like, yeah, Noel really hasn't like mentioned you at all. It's a little weird. And in comes Noel, and Elena very quickly is like, oh, I forgot a chair. I should leave.
Not a girl's girl. No, I think that she just wanted them to like work it out.
She's forcing them. Yeah. She's forcing their hand. She's like, you two need to talk. So yeah, it's this interaction, oh my God, it was everything. Felicity says, oh, I like your place. And Noel just says, I'm glad. And she starts talking about being an RA and blah, blah, blah. And then she just brings it up. She's just like, hey, I called you in Berlin and someone answered. And he's like, oh, you mean Beth? And she's like, was she in the program? No. And he like, so petty. It's so obvious he is still very pissed off at Felicity.
Yeah.
And he cannot help but be the pettiest little petty monster ever. And I love this. He was like, oh, I was super annoyed at first, like wondering what you were doing with Ben and what position you guys were in, whether he was on top or you were on top. And it's like, holy shit, Ben or Noel, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. And he's like, and you know what? I'm sure that you were thinking the same things about me and Beth. And you know what? It makes me feel better telling you I slept with Beth and that she was great.
Pop off, Noel.
Yeah. And he says, she says, it's not a competition. He's like, well, whatever it is, it's over. And this line killed me. I can honestly say without any sense of uncertainty that I never want to see you again. I know we will. We go to the same college. I just don't want to. But I'm glad you like the apartment.
That was pretty good. You got her good, Noel. You got her good. I think that he needed this win, you know?
Yeah.
He needed the dig. And maybe he, I don't know. In this moment, like, I'm sure he thought like, oh, I needed this. And maybe I can just like go on with my day. Like, I'm sure that he was spending all summer trying to figure out like, what can I say to like rip her to shreds when I see her? And he accomplished that goal.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like he very much was like waiting for this moment and he had primed a little bit of what to say. And yeah, I mean, I guess the question is Beth really someone he slept with? Like, is he lying about this?
Who cares? Because you know what? Who cares what the truth is? All that matters is what story he told Felicity, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I love it. I love it no matter what. It's so funny. It's incredible.
It's really good.
So Felicity goes back to her room with Megan, and Megan is recording their outgoing message because, again, they have to share a phone in the same room. Megan, they're playing music and
oh, she's like raging, which is like so off-putting to like get to the answering machine and it being like metal music, like
Not for me.
You dated somebody who liked metal music.
Yeah, but he didn't have this as like his, you know, well, we had cell phones, so, but it wasn't his.
Do you remember playback music when you would call?
I was so jealous. I never had one and other people did. Because
you were an Android user and you were poor.
Mostly because I was poor. And I think it for a while it was like Verizon only, and at the time I didn't have Verizon.
Oh, I had Verizon.
Yeah, we had AT&T. We were AT&T household for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So Megan, she's decided she's going to try to mend some fences and build a bridge, right? She says she learned stuff at Wicca camp, and she says, just tell me what's going on.
And I want to go to Wicca camp. I got to tell you, I signed up.
Did you? You signed up for Wicca camp?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going this summer. I'm going between the weekends of like August 1st and August 14th.
Incredible.
You want me to cast a spell about it for you?
Please, yes.
What do you want me to do? What do you want?
I don't know. Nothing bad. I don't want any of the spells Megan was casting.
No, I'm going to cast a curse and all your nose hair is going to grow.
Oh, wonderful. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to go to your knees.
Ew.
Yeah.
But this part was so funny to me where Megan's like, okay, I'm here to listen. And Felicity starts opening up. And Megan immediately is like, I can't do this. You're going to put your heart out and then I'm going to say something sarcastic. She's so we should worst. Just stop here.
She's so bad. She's so mean.
I loved it so much. Also, Megan's style really hasn't changed. Her hairstyle is kind of similar. Like, it looks like it's more brown than like other colors.
She looks like a sewer rat.
But oh my, so rude. She's wearing a beautiful tie-dye butterfly print shirt that I hate. It's very 90s, all the butterflies. Oh my gosh. It's so funny. Julie can only stand about one cheer into being these twins' roommates before she's like, I'm moving out. Goodbye.
She could have had the opportunity to be the third.
What do you mean the third? She's supposed to be a cheerleader suddenly?
Ready? Okay. Yeah.
Also, these twins have like matching. They did their hair the same way. They're both wearing jean shorts and pink shirts. Like, it's so matchy-matchy. I want to throw up.
Do you think that identical twins are creepy?
When they're matching their outfits past the age of like 7, yes.
Yeah. Did you know that once you're 35, your chances of having twins significantly increases?
Why?
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
So you have 2 years. Moving. 2 years.
Twins.
If I'm already 35, my chances of having twins or multiples has increased for me. I'm probably releasing 30 eggs at a time.
That sounds painful. Felicity goes over to Sean and Ben's apartment, and who's there moving in but Julie?
This is so wrong, but so it's right.
So awkward. It's so awkward because Felicity's like, oh, hi, what's going on? And Julie just goes, I'm moving in for a while. What's going on with you? Like, it's so awkward. Like, it is awkward. This very cold shoulder.
But also, they have all the power. Julie and Noel have all the power.
Yeah, they do, because they weren't the ones that did anything wrong.
Yeah. And, Julie's hair looks terrible.
Well, Noel really shouldn't have any power, but Julie should have power.
Julie's hair just looks awful in this scene. I hate it.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all.
Yeah.
So Felicity goes to Ben and is like, oh my gosh, can you believe this? Like, how do you feel about it? And Ben's like, I don't care.
Typical Ben. Oh, this would annoy me.
So nonplussed. He's so nonplussed.
This would so annoy me in a partner if like he's just too chill.
Ben is the guy that when you're like, oh, what are you thinking about? And he's like, nothing. He's actually thinking about nothing.
I can't. And he's not stupid. He's just too chill.
He's very chill.
It's like he took a bunch of sedatives, but it's just him every day. This man has zero. I mean, the only time he had a bit of anxiety was surrounded by money, which actually is very relatable. But he's just too chill. Care about something. Care about anything.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Just care about one thing.
You know who cares?
Javier.
Yeah. Javier cares. And this running gag of Javier being frustrated with Ben and Felicity and having to like when earlier in the episode, he's walking by like a storage room that has a window in it and he looks in and they're just like making out in the back and he just rolls his eyes and leaves. Like, this is so funny where he's like, love is blind, but my customers are not. I need you to earn your wage.
Earn your wages. Put the hat on.
Yeah. And yeah, Ben's still not wearing his hat. Who's surprised? And Javier also, I love how he can simultaneously chastise Ben for like not working and also turn to Felicity and be like, I love that top. Leave.
This is his version of flirting with Ben, truly.
Javier is an icon.
Yeah.
I love him.
Absolutely.
So happy. So.
Absolutely. Elena is out to dinner with Julie. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting pairing.
And Noel.
Yeah, and Noel. This is an interesting pairing. Like, we didn't really see Elena and Julie hang out on their own that much in the season prior.
Yeah, but okay, in my headcanon, how this is going is, so Elena and Noel now live together. And Noel and Julie, we had decided, at least seemed like friendly because she wanted him to come to her birthday party. Like,
it, yes, like, I love how that's like our main evidence any single time we talk about that. Julie wanted him to come to the birthday party. Like, honestly, like, knowing Julie, she probably wants everybody to come to her birthday party because then the likelihood of them bringing presents has increased. And then she can have a bunch of presents. And then, I mean, I love presents.
Well, on top of that, here's where I think we get the bonding moment. Julie is the one who tells Noel about Felicity and Ben, right? Automatic bind, right? Nothing binds people more than a shared hatred. So this then suddenly, and especially after Felicity doesn't come to Berlin with Noel, you know that Noel and Julie are constantly like, oh, fuck Felicity and Ben, fuck them. And that's how they connected. And so then if Julie is hanging out with Noel and Elena is living with Noel, that threesome forms. It feels very natural to me. I really liked this, and I liked it because it's like the others, you know what I mean? Like, they're the outsiders.
The others, yeah.
And they're like grouping up together and they're going to go see a movie together. I love this.
Yeah. But also Elena, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Well, no, Felicity said it's okay.
Felicity did not say you can't hang out with Julie or Noel. Like, I feel like there has to be some sort of unspoken rule between them that it's like, okay, when Elena's in the room, we're not going to shit talk Felicity every 2 seconds.
That's fair. And that is important because I was friends with two parties that were beefing with the other. And the worst part was hearing them shit talk each other.
Exactly.
While you're still friends with both of them. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, I eventually decided to keep my friendship with the person that like stopped shit talking and just like was over it while the other one was still shit talking. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You were being negative.
Yeah, that would be too much for me. I'm not someone who has a very high tolerance for drama in my relationships, be it romantic or friendships. Like, it weighs very heavily on me. And so it's never anything I've ever been interested in. It's not like, for me, leave the drama to like my television viewing. Like, I don't want that experience in my real life. So I don't know that I've ever had this situation beyond, you know, high school years or something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't think I have. It does feel very like teen, you know what I mean? It feels very like high school, college age drama.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, also it's like very like stereotypical like girls, and you don't have like, you choose not to be friends with like dozens and dozens of rando girls.
No, I'm someone who can't maintain that many friendships at once. That's like way too overwhelming for me. Like, I can't, I can't. That's too many. It's too much. Too much responsibility.
You want 1.5 friends.
I don't want that many friends. I'd rather have like a handful of close friends than like dozens of acquaintances or like, you know, not super close friends. Yeah. But anyway, they're all talking about going to a movie, and that's when Felicity and Ben come in. And
this causes some shit.
It is. Oh my gosh. It's everything. Perf Wars. It's so good. It's a little awkward. Everyone's saying hi. And Ben turns to Elena and says, oh, I haven't seen you yet. How are you doing? And Noel immediately, you didn't ask me how I'm doing, Ben.
Why? Just because he wants to cause shit?
Yes. Because he wants to stir up shit. Which is, again, season 2 Noel. I'm loving.
Yeah, he just kept your mouth shut, but no.
He took petty lessons from Queen Julie.
And then Ben, once again, is just like, okay.
Yeah, Ben is like, whoa.
Ben is never pressed.
No, Ben immediately is just like, you know, Felicity says, oh, we should go. And Julie's like, no, you guys stay. We're going to go. Noel wants to invite everyone together to go to the movies, which feels like a terrible idea.
He's just fucking with everybody.
Yeah. And I love the lines. So Ben says, you don't have to be such a dick about this. And Noel, with the line of the century, says, I think this is exactly the amount of dick that I need to be.
He's unhinged. But it's so good. It's such good television. But honestly, like, insane. He's insane.
And then he starts like spouting off. He's telling Julie to shut up. He's telling Elena to shut up. Like everyone is getting mad at everyone. Noel threatens to kick Ben's ass. And he says, you're going to kick my ass? How? Using a computer? It's just like, oh my God.
What are you going to like create like a Photoshop document that's going to absolutely slay me?
And so Ben wants to leave because Ben is vibes, right? Ben is a vibes guy. And he's like, the vibes are bad here.
He's like, the vibes are very bad. It is super toxic. I need to go somewhere where it's all good vibes.
And he's Felicity like, is like, absolutely not. I will not be leaving.
Which is bad vibes.
Bad vibes. And do we think there's any part of Felicity that's doing this because she's anticipating Ben breaking up with her? Like she thinks because he says, oh, we're going to talk later. So she's like trying to avoid that.
No, I think that she's like, I'm not going to be chased out of here because of a bunch of like petty idiots. Like I think that she like, I think this is like Felicity's stubborn side.
I agree. I think she's mostly just like, absolutely not. I will not have them force me to leave a public place.
Yeah. She's like, if I want to leave, I will go. But I do not want to leave. I want to be here and I'm not going to be forced out by them.
Yeah. Turns out they're going to go see Blair Witch Project, which I was cackling.
Funny. Just a little bit of black magic.
Exactly. And so Felicity turns to Ben and says, oh, what did you want to talk to me about? And Julie says, oh, it was probably about how things are getting too serious, right, Ben? And I'm like, Julie! Ah, Betty Queen, I love her so much.
I mean, honestly, that's not wrong.
No, it's so perfect. It's everything. I love it. And Ben's just like, I'm leaving. I'm going to go. And you're either stronger than I am or a masochist. So I'm going to go. He leaves.
Yeah, Ben is like, please, for goodness sake, like, let's go to like a hookah bar. Like, let's just like chill out. Let's like not be in this hellhole.
Yeah. And Julie, of course, gets one more line in before she leaves when she says, gets up and goes pretty well, doesn't he? It's so good. And then
they're children, but I love it. It's so absolute perfect. Children.
Noel and Elena have a little bit of a spat because Elena asks to like for to borrow some money from Noel, and Noel's like, of course you need money. It's like, fuck off, Noel. Like what
is this like a regular occurrence that like she needs money from him? I don't think so.
I think he's just in a bit of a bit.
I think that, and he's like upset that she spent money on the table that he hates, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely true. And so it's left with things being very uncomfortable with Elena and Felicity just sitting there like, well, here we are now. Like, this is terrible.
Look at the mess that we have made.
Yeah.
Look how our actions have created consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all on you, baby.
Oh my gosh. So Felicity's in her room, just like laying down when Ben comes in, and they're going to have their little talk. They're going to DTR. Ben says, I just wanted to like make sure you knew Julie moving in means nothing to me. Like, I'm so happy we're doing this. I missed you when I was in Mexico. And yeah, like it seems like they're maybe gonna be a couple.
Why couldn't Felicity go to Mexico too? I really want to go to Mexico.
Didn't she have an internship? Yeah, because remember, she was only going to go to Berlin for 2 weeks, and then she had some internship back in California she had to get to.
I think that you're just making that up.
I'm not making that up. That was a thing.
An internship to do what?
I don't know, but it was some doctor because her parents were going to be pissed off. I remember. It was like a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Elena and Noel have a little bit of a heart-to-heart in their apartment about what happened the night before, and he apologizes. Like, she's not cheap. They've both been spending a lot of money. And Elena says, listen, we need to be honest with each other. And of all the people, for her to divulge this affair with the professor too, Noel was not on my bingo card.
No, I was surprised. But then, like, then again, like, I'm really trying to like take into account all the experiences that they had the year prior. And like, they were friends. Like, they were friends separate from Felicity and Noel. Yeah. Like, because I mean, they were supposed to be co-subway workers at the Halloween party. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They like opened up to each other. Like, Elena was like very honest with Noel about like how she felt like it was unjust for Felicity to win the fridge. Like, there was like a level of honesty between them that they already had. So maybe them rooming together and them sharing these things are not as left of center as I feel like it is, because I feel like it's getting overshadowed by like the Noel Felicity relationship. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, I was surprised as well. Like, she opens up about Professor McGrath and their affair. And like, they talk about how like they slept together. They spent time together this summer. And he broke it off with her, right?
Yes. I would have preferred if she broke it off with him. However, Sarah, I'm so pleased it's over. And I hope mm-hmm. that's the end of the story. Like, I really hope that we don't have some sort of situation where Elena takes a class and she's expecting one professor and then it's Professor McGrath or something.
Yeah. Like, I hope not. I think that, I mean, like, if I had to make a guess, I feel as though we got some feedback between seasons and there was a few things that like kind of magically got resolved over the summer. And yeah. If I had to guess, like, this feedback wasn't that great. So they, especially since everybody else in TV does the same trope, and yeah. maybe they like changed their mind with it. So yeah. I'm going to be hopeful and be like, you know what? They just like figured it out off camera and that's the end of it.
Yeah, agreed. So yeah, and then Ben's, so that was Elena's confession, and Ben's confession is that he fucking hates the table that she bought.
I mean, I guess.
I don't think it's that bad. Like, I don't personally like how it's half red and half blue.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly. I don't like that.
But that you could paint.
That you can paint, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it is very funny. And I look forward to their, like, them developing a friendship. I think it's going to be really interesting. I feel like they could make mm-hmm. really good friends. My concern, Sarah, is that it's a tale as old as time when we get a opposite sex roommate situation and then they end up like hooking up or something. Do we think that's on the table, on the shitty table?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. I think that we're probably going to see every single combination of men and women in this show as possible, because shows like this love to be incestual within their friendships. I mean, we see in Friends, like, everybody has kissed everybody, right?
Yeah, except but they,
obviously
yeah.
the siblings not kiss each other. But
yeah.
aside from that, like, they did the whole thing. Like, everybody has, except for, I think it was everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, because there was a whole episode dedicated to have any of the six of you ever had sex with the six of you? And they're like, no. And she's like, what about almost? And it's like, well, yeah. Like, yeah. Everyone's had moments together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over to the loft. Ben, they're having a really awkward breakfast with Ben, Sean, and Julie. And Ben says to Julie, like, listen, don't be mad at Felicity. Like, you should be mad at me. And Julie immediately, you giving me permission to be mad at you? And we're like, oh, fuck, you shouldn't have said anything then.
She's a firecracker. Like, she is literally a pot that is about to bubble over any second. And she will.
And, Queen Julie. Like, I can't express how happy I am, how petty she is, and her little quips, her little lines, when she says, I'm not consumed by this. My life's a lot more than you and Felicity.
I mean,
damn.
I think that she thinks about it a lot. I think that they certainly live rent-free in her mind.
Certainly, because apathy is not caring, and you wouldn't be this spicy if you didn't care.
The opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy, right? Exactly. Isn't that the expression?
Yeah, and she's not apathetic about it. So, and this is when Sean decides that he's going to give some more advice to Ben, and he says, you need to break things off with Felicity because she's going to be in love with you, and I don't think you're ready for that. And Ben tries to say, no, I wouldn't get freaked out if I knew she was in love with me. I wouldn't. And Sean's like, no, you should end it. And this is where I think Sean's goes like way too far. Like, yeah, he's meddling in like a very dangerous way.
I also can't help but think that this is self-interested, because if Ben wasn't with Felicity, then he wouldn't have weirdness with Julie, which means that his home is harmonious, which means that he can move in or like make moves with Julie. I don't know. I can't help to think that, like, maybe I'm just like projecting my wishes onto it, but I just like can't help to think that there has to be some like self-interest in here.
I agree, especially because we haven't heard anything about Chloe. So we have no idea what Sean's relationship status is.
Single.
Yeah.
Very single, super single.
Yeah. So Felicity and Megan are dealing with an RA issue where, Megan said some guy could get a ferret. And so Felicity has to go clean up this mess now.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm, like, so in the mood to just, like, tell a story right now.
About the hamster?
No. Oh, yeah. No, I had the hamster. I had the hamsters. I don't know. Ferrets smell. Like, they are just stinky.
They look
things.
Like they would smell. Not that that's it's whatever. If you love ferrets, like, more power to you.
Yeah, I had a friend in college that had a ferret, had a few ferrets, and she had a dog, and the dog loved to watch the ferrets, and she was like, she told the dog one day, she's like, waste your life away watching those ferrets all damn day. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Well, that was a story about ferrets.
Yeah, well, they have to go deal with the ferrets, and Ben is left alone with the tape recorder, and of course he's going to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not?
And lucky Ben, when he backs up a little bit, he hits rewind, and he lands perfectly at the point where Felicity says, I can't believe it. We're kissing in the back room and making plans. I want this feeling to last the rest of my life. I don't know what this is, but maybe it's love. Yay. We know Ben's going to get freaked out about this.
Yes, but he shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. I mean, they're not dating yet.
No. Are they not? They spent the summer together.
No, they didn't. He was in Mexico.
I want to go to Mexico.
I guess he didn't formally ask, like, will you be my girlfriend? But, like, it feels like they're probably dating at this point. But it is fast. Like, the love thing. That's pretty fast.
Is it fast? Because the thing is that she's had feelings for him forever.
And I think that was probably Sean's point, right? Like, this is why it's dangerous. I feel like we're heading into bad territory where I'm gonna dislike Ben a lot. I feel like, I don't know, I'm getting nervous that I'm gonna hate Ben because I feel like he's gonna be a douche.
Well, he doesn't want love with Felicity. He just wants vibes.
Yeah, he just wants to vibe out, man. So that seems to be like what we're heading into next week. Sarah, do you want to know what next week's episode is titled?
What is next week's episode titled?
It is titled The List, which speaking of Friends, The List is like, woof.
I really love when an episode is called a list, The List, because it's always bad. Like, don't make lists. Like, make it, because it's always found and it's always shit. It has to be like a pros and cons list.
I mean, if we're going to go the Friends route, yes, yeah, it would be.
Or it's a list of like the hottest girls on campus. That's usually like what the list is. There's a South Park episode called The List, and it's like the best South Park episode, because basically the boys make a list of the hottest girls and the girls like freak out. What other list? That's what it's a pros and cons list, or it's like who's hot and who's not. That's what it is.
It feels like that has to be what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But who do we think won this episode? We have to give a point to somebody.
Noel.
That's what I was going to say too. As much as I love Queen Petty Julie, Noel was so extra petty and I was so here for it.
Yeah, Noel so was
let's give Noel the point.
Spicy as a pepper.
Yeah, I loved it. All right. Well, let's get into some feedback. We did get a voicemail, maybe two, from DBK. So let's hear what he has to say about the premiere.
What up, though, ladies? Okay, well, first off, congratulations on getting some predictions right off the bat. You nailed that who Felicity would go with. She chose Ben. You guys nailed that there would be screw-ups in housing and Megan and Felicity would have to live together. So you're off to a strong start. Hopefully you guys are happy Javier is back. He got his visa. He's back to managing Dean and DeLuca.
Woo!
We had some interesting cameos. We got the introduction of one Brian Burke, aka Berkey, who is Michael Pena, who's a pretty famous actor now. And then at the very beginning, Nancy's the lady from Hairspray, at like Marissa Winokur or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She had a moment in the 90s, I feel like. Great episode. Some good fights, some good dramas. I'm curious to see how you guys feel about Noel yelling at Felicity. I feel like you're not going to like be very excited about it like the way you were with when Julie did it, even though it's pretty much the same thing.
No, we're excited about it.
Also, I'm curious what you guys are going to what you guys think about the whole Julie moving in with Ben. It's kind of like stalkerish, right? Like stalker energy. And, we still got Sean crushing on Julie. So we got that going on. And, I think that's it for this episode of... And we got Elena told about McGrath, and at least it's done and over with. They broke up, so hopefully we never hear of McGrath again. Right, ladies? Anyways, till next week. Peace.
Whoa. Okay, I don't like the way you said, right, ladies?
I think that it's going to come out. Like, I don't necessarily know if he's going to – maybe he'll come back. But, like, I feel like it's going to be known amongst the school. So I can see it being, like, a storyline, like a gang out. How? I don't really know. Like, I don't think Noel's going to go around telling people. But,
I do think it's, like, I don't even know that this needed to be said, but like, it's certainly a terrible idea for Julie to be moving in to an apartment where her boyfriend resides, right? Or ex-boyfriend resides. Like,
terrible idea. Very, very bad. And I do think, I mean, she probably is doing it to antagonize Ben a little bit and Felicity.
There's spite in there.
She probably wants to be, put a wall against Felicity and Ben's relationship. Put a wrench in it. So it was a little much.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I mean, you underestimate us in that we love Patty Noel, all right? Like, yeah, I was mess. Here for that.
That's yeah. what we love.
Give me mess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens next week. But DBK, the one, the only DBK, will be joining us for the list next week. So
oh, really my gosh. Okay, so it's going to be a good episode. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Anything else, Sarah? Anything else you want to chat about from this episode? I think we got into all the hairstyles. I think we got into everything.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the season, Felicity. If it's more of this, then I think that you're not going to hear me complaining yeah, that much.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'll be engaged. I'll look happy next week when DBK's here. He said that I didn't look happy. Well, that's just my face, DBK. I'm
your face. Yeah,
I'm just my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, very excited.
Yep. In the meantime, check out our Buffy coverage. We're on to season 2 of Buffy, which is really exciting. We also just dropped a podcast covering Drive Me Crazy with the one and only Lindy, the aforementioned Lindy. So check that out as well. And in the meantime, I'm also, you can find me at the Jess Sterling and also on Talking Shit. We're talking about Schitt's Creek. So go check that out. And Sarah, what do you have going on at Whirlwind?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know?
Go check it out at Whirlwind Pods. Is that it? So go check them out as well. Give them a little subscribe, give them a little like. And I think that's everything.
Condescending.
Don't like them. Don't like them. Don't subscribe to them.
Like big like. Give me big like.
Oh, only big likes, please. As if you can, you know, change the volume of the like. Go give them only the largest of likes. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.